Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight is a pleasure to welcome back into our studios Brian Mitchell. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
Brian is representing the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, of which WCRI is very happy to be the media sponsor again. Been doing this for a number of years, and Brian has been kind enough to come in over those years and tell us a little bit about the concerts and the festival itself. It's going to take place July 20th through the 31st, and we're going to find out everything we want to know about this year's Chamber Music Festival in Kingston. And Brian, you've been doing this for how many years now?
I think probably I've been managing director for 14 or 15 years, with the festival closer to 20.
Wow, so a lot of history there, and there is a lot of history to this festival. Tell us some of the highlights of some of the things that are coming and some of the places that the festival will be going to.
Well, we have, as our patrons are familiar with, I think, we have six subscription concerts. Those are all at the University of Rhode Island Fine Arts Center Concert Hall. And we have one concert, as has been our practice now for the last, this will be the fourth year we've had a concert in the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, which is also in Kingston. It's a much smaller, more intimate space and very different from the Fine Arts Center, so it's a nice contrast.
But most of the concerts, or all six of them, are going to be at URI, and they're all lots of different flavors this year to the different concerts.
Yes, Natalie characterized this year, as opposed to her, Natalie has been our artistic director, Natalie Zhu, since 2009. She has characterized this year as fun, and maybe a little less serious would be a way to put it. Shorter pieces with emphasis on dance and folk tunes and things that,
You wouldn't necessarily expect some of these, I guess, is the best way to put it.
No, there are some composers here that will be new to our audience, and they're new also to me, so I'm having trouble with the pronunciations of some of these composers.
But I'm going to let you do it, though.
So yeah,
I'm not going to take any blame.
Concert one, though, I can do fine. Concert one is probably the most traditional of our concerts. That's on July 20th, Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. That will be Clara Schumann, Robert Schumann, her husband, and Johannes Brahms.
Well, you did great with those.
All those are familiar names to people that love classical music.
And, right.
It concludes with the Brahms String Sextet No. 2, one of the masterworks of chamber music.
Okay, and then we go to Friday night, the July 22nd.
Friday night is heavily influenced. It's called, we've called that Variety is the Spice, and it's heavily influenced by guitar, both a guitar player, Jason Vio will be there. He's the a Grammy-winning guitarist worldwide. He's famous worldwide, and he will be playing in two pieces, but all of these composers either were guitarists or were composed music for guitar. Not every piece features the guitar, however. Boccherini, Paganini, both were guitar players. Defala is a beautiful piece of seven Spanish songs that Jason is going to play with Yumi Kendall. Yumi is a cellist, associate principal cellist for the Philadelphia Orchestra. And then we have a tango played by, for the first time ever in Kingston, a saxophone quartet.
Hmm.
And we conclude with a piece by Joaquin Turina. And it's a piece that I've never heard before. It's composed for viola and piano as the feature instruments with a quartet of string players to back them up. And the violist, soloist is Roberto Diaz. He's a world-famous violist. He's president of the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. And Natalie Zhu will be on piano on that piece.
That leads us to Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock, July 24th.
Sunday afternoon is what we call, we named Afternoon Delights, and returning for this.
Starland Vocal Band is coming to URI? Wasn't that Afternoon Delights by them? No, I'm sorry.
This is classical music, Mike.
Okay, all right, I got it now.
And you will hear, to kick off this concert, a piece that almost everyone is probably familiar with, Bach's Concerto Italiano, and anybody that's played the piano has probably played this for practice, but you're going to hear it by the close harmony of a saxophone quartet called Project Fusion. So I'm really looking forward to hearing a piece that I recognize very well, but played by instruments that I've never heard it played on before. Mm-hmm. And then we have the quintet for guitar. Jason Vio is going to be featured here again. And he's back this year not as a soloist, but he loves collaborating with other string players, which he doesn't always do at the places he plays. So collaborating in chamber music is something that's really fun for him. And he has to rehearse, and he doesn't have to rehearse by himself, and he can rehearse with other players. And then at the concert concludes with Mendelssohn's Piano Trio in D minor. This is one that's pretty recognizable, and Natalie, I think, wanted to, you know, program something fairly traditional after two kind of not traditional pieces.
All right. Then Wednesday, July 27th, 7:30.
Wednesday, we have probably every piece on here is either a first, and including a world premiere of a piano quartet, which the festival has commissioned. It will be, it's been composed by Stuart Goodyear, the pianist, who's also performing at two other concerts. This, I think, is going to be a highlight for the festival. Stuart is an amazingly accomplished pianist. He's got a tremendous amount of music in his head. As an example of this, he has three times played all 32 Beethoven piano sonatas in a single 11-hour concert, and this is without music. So he has a lot of music in his head, and it's going to be interesting to see what he's composed for the Clarosa Piano Quartet. He will not be playing in this piece. He's actually composed this piece for Natalie and her fellow mates in this quartet. And the concert concludes with another masterwork, Dvorak's Bass Quintet in G minor. It will feature Harold Robinson, the principal bassist for the Philadelphia Orchestra, will be joining a quartet of string players for that piece.
Okay, great. Well, we have more to go, but I want to stop us at that point. Since you mentioned Goodyear and his composition, why don't we get to a piece of his music that you brought with you so that we can get a little music in the program here?
Yeah, this piece, Stuart has had a very busy year. He's played around the world. He's been recording. I've been following his exploits on Facebook. But last year he recorded Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet, which, as most everyone knows, was composed for the orchestra to accompany a ballet. But Stuart has transcribed it, the complete score for piano. It's 82 minutes of piano music. And the beauty of this is that when you hear this on piano, it'll sound to you like Tchaikovsky composed it for the piano. Stuart has just done a great job here, and it's really fun to hear these pieces that are so familiar played on the piano. And the first piece we're going to do is the Waltz of the Flowers, which is probably one of the more recognizable pieces from the Nutcracker.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
playing, Brian. Let's try to get a couple more pieces of his in before we take our first break.
Yes, I just love this series of pieces that Stuart has transcribed for piano, and two more quite recognizable pieces from the Nutcracker are the Russian dance and the Arabian dance. These are contrasting dances. One is very, very fast, and Stuart may take a little license with this to show his pianistic skills, but it's a super fast 1 minute Russian dance, and then it will be followed by the Arabian dance, which I think is also very familiar to people.
We will do that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Brian Mitchell from the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. In the first segment, we reviewed the first four concerts, and now we're going to go to Friday, July 29th at URI, 7:30 p.m. What do we have that night?
We have a mix of new and old, I guess you might say. We have, starting off with Mozart, and then we have two English composers that are not so well known. Natalie says these composers, Arnold Bax and Herbert Howells, are very often paired together because they were contemporaries and their music is similar. And then we conclude, the second half of the concert is Rachmaninoff's Sonata in G minor for piano and cello. This is a massive piece, and anybody that was attended the 2015 festival and saw Clancy Newman and Stuart Goodyear play Prokofiev's cello sonata last year will want to get tickets to see this piece. That was a highlight of last year's festival, and this is a very romantic, very passionate piece, and these are two passionate players, and they got along tremendously last year, and I'm sure the fireworks are going to fly again this year.
Excellent. All right, that leads us to Sunday, July 31st, 4 o'clock.
Yes, this is one of our two Sunday matinee concerts, and we are, as we say, the title of this concert is Bowing Out with Bartók, and Natalie wanted to be sure to remind people that this is not the Bartók that some music fans are not particularly fond of. This is a Bartók, this is the romantic Bartók. This is the Bartók that sounds a little bit like Brahms, and Stuart Goodyear is going to be leading the way on piano here, and with along with four wonderful string players. Natalie, I quoted her in a story that I wrote for a newsletter recently. She said, Kingston has the best string players in the nation, and I have no reason to doubt her after listening to concerts for these last many years.
Well, that's great. And then we'll back up just a little bit. The one concert that's not going to be at URI, Saturday, July 23rd, 7:30 p.m.
Yes, this is a separate buy. It's not one of our subscription concerts, and the seating is limited. The church seats 150 people, and probably most of you have not been in that church, but it's a beautiful place, very wonderful lighting. It's air-conditioned like the Fine Arts Center Concert Hall is, and we have a young Bulgarian-born pianist, Viktor Valkov, we are introducing, and it will be a piano recital by him to be concluded with Beethoven's Hammerklavier Sonata number 29, one of his most famous, most difficult, challenging, and spectacular work. So I think that is a concert not to be missed as well.
All right, and you mentioned tickets, and people should be getting their tickets. If they don't have them already, get them soon. And you can do that by going to the website, kingstonchambermusic.org, or you can even call the box office at 401-874-2106 and get your tickets. There's information on the website. I'm sure you can call and ask all the questions you'd like. But we want to get everybody out there, right?
Yes. The box office is open weekdays only from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is the third year we've had a box office. So we're, you know, we've evolved as a festival. We're growing and added some things that we haven't had in the past. And one of them is a box office. And I think people that don't send in their tickets by mail like to be able to call a place or drop in and buy the tickets. So.
Right. So, and if you're not available between 10 and 3, why don't we give them your home address and people can come over and just knock on your door at midnight or whenever they
can. You can leave a message at the box office number if there's nobody there, and they'll call you right back.
All right. I guess that'll do for it. All right, let's get to, we've reviewed all the concerts. There's so much information, so many people. I think you did something a little bit interesting. We talked off air, and the concert, as you mentioned, has been going for a long, long time. And it's interesting to me how many different people have been here.
Yes, I every year, of course, I count the number of musicians that are coming to Kingston, and almost always it's between 20 and 25 each year. And we have what I would term an always evolving core of musicians that fans of the festival will recognize from year to year, that maybe 10 players from the previous year are here in the next year. But I went back and counted the musicians, the number of musicians that have been here since the festival was founded by David Kim in 1989, and I counted about 220 musicians, and if you count all the ensembles, that's probably going to come up to 300 or more, and that includes 46 different violinists. Among the most notable, we've had Sarah Chang, Najas Lerner-Sonnenberg, and of course David Kim himself, who founded the festival and is now concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra. 32 pianists we've had, so you can see that we introduce musicians every year. To have had 32 pianists in only 27 years of our playing, then you're going to see a new player almost every year in almost every category, but you're also going to see a lot of people that you've seen in previous years. So.
All right. Well, let's get to some more music and tell us about why we're going to listen to this music.
This is Bach's Italian Concerto, and it is played here on a piano, probably originally composed for a harpsichord. But when you hear it in Kingston on Sunday, July 24th, it will be played by a saxophone quartet, the close harmonies of a saxophone quartet. And I think what's fun about this kind of thing is that the Italian Concerto was something that many people probably already will recognize. And when they hear it played by these four wind instruments, it's going to just completely give them a new experience with an old piece that they're familiar with.
All right, we're going to listen to this, and you have to put your thinking caps on. We're going to go from piano that you're going to be listening to imagining the saxophone quartet, and then take a short break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're listening to Brian Mitchell tell us about the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which is going to be running July 20th through the 31st at the University of Rhode Island, with the one special concert at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, also in Kingston, Rhode Island. And we'll be talking about some of the performers. Brian, you mentioned a lot of people as we went through the different concerts and who was playing, but let's get a whole list of them. And then also the fact that it takes money to do this, and it doesn't happen without some great sponsorship. So why don't you go ahead?
It takes more than ticket sales. It takes the money that comes from our many contributors and also from our concert sponsors, and I'd like to mention those. We have the URI College of Arts and Sciences, Wakefield Liquors, Amica Insurance, Centerville Bank, and Belmont Market, all local supporters that have been helping us for many years.
And now let's get to the artists that are actually going to be performing. We have violinists, we have cellists, piano people, everything.
We have many of our artists, as our much of our audience knows, comes from the Philadelphia Orchestra, because Natalie lives in Philadelphia with her husband, Che Hung Chen, who is a violist in the Philadelphia Orchestra. And all those, the entire orchestra is in is on a tour of Asia right now, and I believe they're going to be home in the next few days. But coming from the orchestra will be Juliet Kang, who's the first associate concertmaster, and still sits right next to David Kim in the orchestra. David, who is the founder of our festival. We have Che Hung Chen, as I mentioned, who's a member of the orchestra. Roberto Diaz is a former member of the orchestra, violist, and now president of Curtis. He will be here this year. Yumi Kendall is a cellist in Philadelphia. We have Natalie, as I mentioned. We have Harold Robinson, who's the principal bassist from the orchestra. But more than that, we have people like Noah Geller, a violinist. He's the concertmaster in Kansas City Symphony. We have Ayano Ninomaya, who is returning for the first time since 2013. Most recently was the first violin player in the Ying Quartet. We have Che Yen Chen, who is Che Hung's brother, and he is a professor at the Thornton School of Music at USC. We have, I mentioned Clancy Newman returning to play with the cellist to play with Stuart Goodyear in that Rachmaninoff piece. Damari McGill and Damari McGill on flute and Julie Smith on harp are both principal players in the San Diego Symphony. They are part of the Myriad Trio with Che Yen Chen. They will be appearing and playing at two or three concerts. Jason Vio, the guitarist we've mentioned before. And that about is most of the people that are going to be here this year.
And you.
And I'll be not on stage. I'll be in the back.
Well, that's a good thing. At least you're part of it. And obviously all this has to get put together by you as the executive director, working with Natalie and getting all the odds and ends and the publicity out. WCRI is very happy to be the media sponsor and continue to support this. So we encourage all of our listeners to classical music to get out and be part of this wonderful festival. One more time on the way to get tickets and so forth. You can do that by calling the box office at 401-874-2106. And the box office is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you don't have the opportunity to call then, leave a message. Otherwise, you can also do it online by going to kingstonchambermusic.org and getting all the information there about everything that's happening. I know we've given you a lot of information today, but it's all there, spelled out for you. Brian, thanks again for coming in and explaining all this to our audience, and it looks like it's going to be a wonderful festival.
It will be the best yet.
It's always the best yet. It's always hard to, what are you going to do next year? You know, when it gets this good, you always wonder yourself, how can it get any better?
How can we top that? I often say that, yes.
All right, we have one more piece of music to go out with, and this is from a festival that was held a few years ago, right?
Yes, in 2010 we recorded a double CD of highlights of that festival, and this is Brahms' String Sextet Number 2 in G major, the first movement, and it will be a piece that's played to round out the first concert of 2016. So if you like what you hear here, you can hear it at the first concert. They're all new players. What you're going to hear on this recording, they're different players than you'll hear. So if you were here in 2010 and you'd like to hear it interpreted by some different folks, then that might be of interest to you too.
Excellent. All right. We'll see you all at the concerts and next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.